Recollections at 30. NBC, celebrating its 30th year of broadcasting, invites you to memorable moments of radio's earlier days. In this special series of broadcasts, you'll reminisce among NBC's vast and historic library of sound. You'll hear the stars, the songs, the great moments in sports and special events that have highlighted these 30 years of NBC network broadcasting. And here, guiding our recollections at 30, is Ed Herlihy.
Good evening, everyone. Well, the requests have been coming in sufficient numbers to keep me very busy in NBC's Library of Sound, tracking down the things you want to hear. Later, I have for you a priceless bit of radio that I came across quite by accident while searching for some of tonight's requests. It's one of Judy Garland's first big-time radio appearances when she was 12 years old. But first, another of the famous names of show business. So many of you remember just one of her many characterizations that I wonder if any of you can recognize her from an earlier period when she did this.
Let's hop up to my house and play a little ping pong. Oh, boy, will we be having fun.
Ping pong? What's that?
Some fun, believe me. First, you hit the ball to me, you see, and it goes under the table. Then we pick it up. And then you hit the ball, and it goes under the table, and they pick it up. And then I hit the ball under the table.
Hey, wait a minute. Where does the fun come in?
Under the table.
That was Fanny Bryce before her well-known Baby Snooks character became one of the weekly staples of the airways. Fanny Bryce first won widespread fame in the Ziegfeld Follies, and it was in one of the editions of that great yearly show that she had everyone crying as she introduced this song.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? All my life is just despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. And what's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? Oh, what? My man is, I am his forevermore.
I don't have to tell you that that was Fanny Bryce's great rendition of My Man. Incidentally, among this week's mail is a card from a Danny Kentman, who enjoys hearing our program way out in the Pacific on the island of Guam. I wish that more of you listeners in faraway places would write. Right now, we've got a comic that some of you, and some of you younger folks, incidentally, have never heard. But 20 years ago, every Sunday night, all the then young folks tuned in on NBC to hear the man who sang to us about the pussy willow whispering to the catnip and who asked one and all if they wanted to buy a duck. That's right, Joe Pinner.
Listen, Major, I haven't told my jokes yet, you see.
Oh.
I tell jokes and I sing later.
You sing and you tell jokes, I see. Yeah. What kind of jokes do you tell?
Two people jokes.
Two people jokes?
Yeah, you gotta have two people to tell them. So I'll go out and get another fellow.
Well, wait a minute. What's the matter with me?
I don't know. What's the matter? You sick?
No. I mean, I can help you out.
Oh, you want to help me out?
Sure.
All right. You be one of the people and I'll be the other fellow.
All right.
And then I'll say to you, why is a kiss over a telephone like a straw hat?
See? You're going to say that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why is a kiss over a telephone like a straw hat?
Yes. Yeah. And then you say, see?
Like that.
And then I'll tell a joke.
I say, yeah.
We separate now.
Yeah, all right.
Hello there.
Hello there. Hello.
No. You got to act. You got to do it with
feeling. Oh, wait a minute. You want me to do it with gusto?
No, just do it with me. That's all. Hello there.
Hello, Joe.
Why is a kiss over a telephone like a straw hat?
Because it isn't felt.
But you say, I don't know. You see, I tell a joke.
Yeah, well, give me
because,
another one.
Because if you tell it, there's no use for me coming up here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I got another one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
I'll say to you, what's the easiest way to raise corned beef and cabbage?
You want to say that to me?
Mm-hmm.
What's the easiest way to raise corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah. And then you say, I'll tell a joke.
All right.
It's my turn.
Hello, Joe.
What's the easiest way to raise corned beef and cabbage?
With a knife and fork.
No, never do that. This is the last one.
All right.
And I'll say to you, what kind of a chicken lays along? You say to me.
Yeah.
Can you say, I don't know?
Sure, I can.
I'll tell a joke.
All right.
Give me a chance.
All right.
Hello there.
Hello, Joe.
What kind of... dead one. You didn't get your knife and fork in that one. Well, I think I'm going to sing here.
All right, go ahead and sing.
When the pussy willow whispers to the catnip, to the catnip, to the catnip, I'll whisper sweet whispers to you by the score. I'll whisper what I've never whispered before. Let the bees make their biscuits. Let the butterflies make butter all day through. But when the pussy willow whispers to the catnip,
thanks.
I'll whisper, sweet whisper to you. There's a whisper there. Oh, come on, there's music. Don't look now, but there's a man walking out with your overcoat. There's a whisper that you get from mother-in-law.
You nasty man!
But, sweetheart, I confess, when the sun sinks in the west, there is one whisper I love best. Who has the pussy willow? Who whispers to the catnip? I was doing that. Hey, cut it out, will you? He's hissing me. I'll whisper sweet whispers to you by the door. I'll whisper what I've never whispered before. Let the bulls make their bullets. Let the donkeys dunk their donuts all day.
Yeah. I'd forgotten until I found that bit in the Library of Sound that Joe Penner used to say, not only you want to buy a duck, but also you nasty man. On the other hand, and we're playing our guessing game again, I haven't forgotten anything about the next star, and neither have you, because she is still very much with us. She got her start as a dancer, but she ended up as a dramatic actress. She's still going strong, but you don't hear her sing much in any of her later movies. Let's listen to how she used to sing and see if we can identify her.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Need another hint? Well, she was Fred Astaire's co-star and dancing partner. That's right, Ginger Rogers. And while you're guessing, there's another actor still very much in evidence at the neighborhood movie theater who not only acted but also sang in his younger teens. Back in 1937, he sounded like this.
I'll teach Clark Gable a thing or three. Bob Taylor will just be. Stand in for me. I'll win Joanne Crawford and other swell queens. Be a hero deluxe, 'cause I'll write my own scenes. From Tracy and Powell, I'll win in a walk. Say, I'll get Garbo to talk. And you can warn Myrna Loy, I'll be her white-haired boy when I grow to be a man, or even sooner, when I grow to be a man.
And that, of course, was none other than Mickey Rooney. And right now, we'll stop the guessing game. We've had a number of requests for the pair of girls who used to heckle Bob Hope. So here they are, Brenda and Cobina.
Say, Brenda, what is it, Cobina?
Say, ain't it swell pretending we own this ritzy dump instead of working here?
I'll say. Hand me another Corona.
You know, I never knew being a maid could be so much fun.
Me neither. Say, what did you do with the ammonia?
Oh, I used it all up, gargling.
But that ammonia is for cleaning and bleaching.
Yeah. I bet I'm the only girl in town with albino tonsils. Oh, but I'm proud of them now that we're working in a swell place like this and putting on airs.
Yeah. Remember yesterday when the milkman came in and I began putting on the dog?
Yeah, and on you it looked good. Oh, speaking of dogs, the boss and his wife are having an afternoon tea tomorrow. What do you say we crash?
Oh, I'd be afraid to take you to a society party. You would know how to behave. For instance, you gotta act like a lady. When they pass the food, say you ain't hungry. And when they pass the drink, say you ain't thirsty.
All right, but if they pass the man, I'm gonna ad lib.
Say, by the way, where did you go yesterday afternoon?
Oh, I was so embarrassed. I was taking a sunbath and a man saw me.
Well, I told you not to sun yourself on the front sidewalk.
Say, you know, I dusted that picture of General Grant in the hall again.
Oh, you. You're so sentimental over the people you went to school with. Say, I hear there's a lot of men going around today taking the census. Gee, imagine having a man knocking on our door and asking us if we're married.
Yeah. Say, who's going to do all this?
The government.
Well, what do you know? We're getting relief at last. Brenda, did you shake your head?
No, someone's knocking.
Shall we stroll over to the door and let them in?
I'd love to, my dear. Ready, set, go!
Oh, how do you do? I didn't know there was anyone at the door.
There isn't. We're out in the street now.
Oh, it's the goons, Hope and Ennis.
Listen, girls, we're here on official business. We're taking the census, and the government wants us to count up all the men and all the women in the country.
And divide them evenly?
No.
You and your new deal.
Listen, all we want to do is ask you a few questions.
The answer to everyone is yes.
Wait until I ask them. Now, the first question is, are you girls married?
Are you kidding? Oh, gosh, I'm tired standing up. I'm going to sit down. My dog's hurt. My poor feet.
Oh, poor Copina. She still ain't over that tough winter at Valley Forge.
And now, as we promised earlier, one of the choice finds in all my weeks in the NBC Library of Sound. Judy Garland. Not the Judy who was wowing them at the palace this very night in New York, but the young Judy, the child we all fell in love with 21 years ago. Here she is introduced by Wallace Beery on the Shell Chateau program back in October of 1935.
Now for the surprise of the evening. This is really so doggone good that I can hardly believe it myself. This is the opportunity spot of the show. One portion of the show that we donate each week to someone which we feel has exceptional ability and we want to help along. We have a girl here whom I think is going to be the sensation of pictures. She's only 12 years old, and I take great pleasure in presenting to you Judy Garland. Wait until you hear. 12 years old. Come on, Judy. Come on. There you are. You're Judy. If you're scared, you hang right on to me, honey. I'm right with you. Now, come on. We'll talk a minute. Now, where did you learn to sing?
My mother taught me.
Your ma, huh? Never had any regular music lessons at all, huh?
Well, I did take some piano lessons.
Well, can you play pretty good?
I don't know. Mom says I play pretty well.
Well, of course, Mom would. All right, Judy, now tell me this. Now, what do you want to do when you grow up to be a great big girl, huh?
I want to be a singer, Mr. Beery. And I'd like to act, too.
Well, you'll do it, Judy. Don't worry. Now, I'll tell you. You just stand here and sing that piece you sang for me the other day and show these folks what a singer you are. Now, go right to it, and if you need me, I'll be standing right there. You hear? Step right on it. Go ahead, Judy.
Of a million lights, Broadway, street of a million sights, Broadway, street of a million nights of pain and tears and sorrows, nights that promise gay tomorrows. But up or down or sad or gay, there's something in this whole Broadway that makes you tingle in and out, that makes you get right up and shout. God and dance, God and dance. Broadway rhythm, it's got me. Everybody dance. Everybody dance. afraid, taking your breath away when the Broadway rhythm is gonna be everybody singing.
We've got to get her back again.
And there you are, ladies and gentlemen, this week's edition of Recollections at 30. Be sure to send in your requests. The address is Ed Herlihy, care of NBC, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City. Next week, more Recollections at 30. Same time, same station, as we used to say way back when. But for now, good night, everyone.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections at 30. Next week at this time, there'll be another in this special series commemorating NBC's 30th year of broadcasting. This is Fred Collins, hoping you'll be able to join us then for more of the great stars and great moments of the past. Recollections at 30 is directed by Bob Mauer. Recollections at 30 is another worldwide presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.